All right, let's hit the field.
Wanted to talk, that's all.
It was game 19 of 162, and the Yankees were trying to avoid a sweep at the hands of the division rival Toronto Blue Jays. Marcus Stroman towing the slab against his former team. My recap, your reactions coming up next. This is NYY Recaps.
Welcome to Yankee Stadium,
New York City.
Just when they thought I was out,
they pull me back in.
All right, indeed. Welcome back, everybody. How's it going? If you had to work this afternoon and you missed the game, I hope you at least caught the end of it because it was a dramatic win for the Yankees. They avoid the sweep. They trailed for most of the game. They were three outs away from getting swept, but they refused to pack it in. Late comeback. Dramatic home run from Giancarlo Stanton. Big pinch hit single from Jose Trevino. Go-ahead single from the captain, Aaron Judge, who had one hit in the series, but it was a big one. We'll put up the highlights now. I think that's the difference between this year's team and last year's team. Last year's team would have went quietly in the ninth inning, 1,000%. They would have had a couple of strikeouts and a pop-up, or they would have put two guys on and then banged into a double play and then have a weak swing strikeout to end the game or something like that. But this year, they definitely have that dog in them. And the plane ride home just became a lot shorter and a lot less stressful. And the off day tomorrow, quite frankly, is going to be a lot less stressful. They fell behind early, more defensive miscues. Rizzo had a tough play at first base. Another brutal start for Gleyber Torres, three strikeouts before he picked up a big hit in the ninth. Another day of waiting for Aaron Judge to turn it around until he finally did. Judge, I think, is going to enjoy tomorrow's off day as much as anyone. Soak in the positive result, think happy thoughts, and come to the ballpark Friday ready to mash, feeling good. Yankees once again did nothing against the Blue Jays starting pitching. Bassett, Kikuchi, and Gausman absolutely shoved in this series. And you can see why the Blue Jays feel like they have such a great playoff rotation if they can get there. They've got some good pitching there. Juan Soto heating back up. He was on base all five times today, hit a big home run. Verdugo hit another double. He's already got six doubles. Stanton went into the second deck. He continues to mash. He's got five home runs. Oswaldo Cabrera had a multi-hit game. Second consecutive tough day at the plate for Anthony Volpe. He's in a little bit of a miniature slump, big hit from Trevino, and biggest hit of the day, line drive single down the left field line for Aaron Judge, who put the Yankees out in front in a game they trailed 4-1, and they ended up coming back to win 6-4. So outstanding comeback performance for the Yankees. Off day tomorrow, they will return home with a record of 13-6. You know, you would have liked to have swept the road trip, but this is baseball and you're going to lose sometimes. And I think that, you know, taking two out of three from Cleveland and then one out of three from Toronto, a nice 3-3 road trip, not the end of the world. So let's go through the blow by blow.
All right, let's go. Let's get it going.
Jake L says 2023 Yankees were 12-7. 2024 Yankees are 13-6. Better already. Pablo Chacon says the verdict in. Judge comes up clutch. All right. So the Yanks actually threatened against Gausman in the first inning. They loaded the bases for Gleyber Torres, but he struck out on a pretty much non-competitive at bat. He had three strikeouts in a row to begin his day. He also kind of whiffed on a play. We'll talk about that. Bottom two, the Blue Jays got to Marcus Stroman. Two-run home run from Dalton Varsho. He had two home runs in the game. Rizzo also booted kind of a slow chopper. I mean, it looked like it had some spin on it, so it might not have been as easy as it looked on TV, but it looked playable. And, you know, I thought maybe he could have knocked it down, but he's been having some issues over there at first base. Top five, Yankees got a leadoff double from Oswaldo Cabrera. Terrific at bat. He had another multi-hit game. He just looks like he's in a much more hitterish place this year. He looks a lot like the Oswaldo from a couple of years ago. Last year, he was an automatic out, essentially. He threw him a high fastball. He swung right through it. They mentioned on the broadcast that he's not automatically swinging through that pitch as much. Now, he's still chasing it, but he'll foul it off, and sometimes he'll get on top of it. He's laying off of it sometimes, but he had hits from both sides of the plate today, continues to look good. Yankees got on the board with an RBI double from Juan Soto, absolutely smoked one off the center field wall. That cut the lead to 2-1 Blue Jays. Bottom of the fifth, there was a ground ball to Glaber's left. Couldn't knock it down. It was hit hard. I thought it looked like a makeable play. It's the kind of play they teach you as a second baseman. Knock it down. Get in front of it. Use your body. Knock it down and throw the runner out. Luckily, Kevin Kiermaier tried to take second base, and Juan Soto threw him out. Soto's arm has been impressive this year. I had no idea his arm is as good as it is. But Stroman was, you know, solid today. He was done after getting one out in the sixth inning. You know, I thought, once again, just the one mistake to Dalton Varsho, but a very solid outing. Pitch to contact. He went 5 1/3 innings, 6 hits allowed, 2 earned runs, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. So not a ton of swing and miss stuff, but he was keeping the ball on the ground. Looking at his season numbers overall, he's off to a very good start. He's got a 2.42 ERA. He's got the whip at 1.16, 9 walks, 19 strikeouts, 22 1/3 innings. He's not pitching super deep into the game, but he's getting further than Rodon. He's getting further than Schmidt, usually Nestor. So overall, I think you have to say so far, he's a pretty solid pickup. And I'm happy with what we're seeing from Marcus Stroman. Dalton Varsho hit another home run in the seventh. This time it was off of Caleb Ferguson, who has shown me nothing, absolutely nothing this season. He's supposed to be the replacement for Wandy Peralta, but so far he looks like a stiff to me. Soto went deep in the top of the eighth, fourth home run of the season for him. Solo shot to cut the deficit to 4-2. Let's take a look at it. This one long gone. Nice piece of hitting for number Deuce Deuce. 500th career RBI. And at 25 years old, he's the seventh youngest player ever to get to 500 RBIs. So that's, you know, that's solid. Let's take a look at his stats so far this season. He's doing great. 352 average, 4 home runs, 17 RBIs. He's got an on-base percentage of 472. That's absurd. 4 home runs in his first 71 at-bats, 17 RBIs. That's the most on the Yankees. He scored 12 runs and playing great defense. He's amazing. So in a year that has started off pretty good, Juan Soto has been a consistent presence. You even see him bunting for a hit right there. So, you know, loving what we're seeing so far from Juan Soto. Top nine, Giancarlo Stanton with an absolutely titanic home run. Let's see that in an instant replay.
Giancarlo Stanton rips one out.
Nice Stantonian blast.
Giancarlo Stanton hits it out.
Monster shot. 437 feet, fifth home run. That leads the team. Gleyber Torres singled. Verdugo ripped an RBI double. And then Trevino hit a pinch hit single to tie up the game. Yankees loaded the bases for Aaron Judge, who had no hits in the series coming into the game. And then throughout the game, he was 0-3 at that point. Maybe 0-4. Let's see. Hang on. Yeah, he was 0-4 coming into that point. So really tough game. And then he ripped a 2-run single down the line to put the Yankees out front, 6-4. And they did not relinquish the lead. Have to mention the outstanding play by Anthony Volpe to end the game. Now, because it happened right at the end of the game and it takes a few minutes for the highlights to come up, I didn't have the highlight at the ready as part of the video reel. But I'm going to see if I can pull it up right here. Hang on just a second. We're going to go to the full screen and take a look at it.
Holmes rocks and deals.
Ground ball, and look at the stab. Nice. Got to pause it for a second just to avoid the copyright. Great throw.
Oh, what a beautiful play.
Nice job by Anthony Volpe to end things. But the Yankees hang on to win 6-4.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
Yankees win!
Over 700 in the chat. Who do you guys want for the belt? Couple of options here. So we had the obviously the huge hit from Aaron Judge. Big day from Juan Soto, on base five times. Giancarlo Stanton with a huge home run. Marcus Stroman with a great performance. Who's it going to be? Juan Soto. Really nice performance. He's heating up right as the Yankees are headed home. And I think that we can expect a big series from Juan Soto. So give me your thoughts on the game. We're going to take your comments in just a second, but first, a word from our sponsor. This episode is brought to you by NordVPN. VPN stands for Virtual Private Network, and it helps you browse the internet in a secure and private way to protect your online identity. And as a bonus, using a VPN is a great loophole to avoid the MLB blackout rules on MLB TV. NYY Recaps fans can get 4 months free on a 2-year plan, 3 months free on a 1-year plan, and there's a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not satisfied. Go to nordvpn.com/NYYRecaps to get started. All right. Let's hear it for NordVPN. Will Nomura says, we would have lost if Trevino didn't get that hit. Yeah, I think we got to say, huge performance from Jose Trevino over the last several days. I mean, he hit the home run in Cleveland. He had 3 RBIs yesterday. Big pinch hit single today. And he might be taking back that catching position because Austin Wells is off to a very slow start, hitting under 100. So, Richard C. says, Stroman looking like Maddox dotting those corners. I love his command. I love the way he moves the baseball. He gets a ton of sink. He keeps the ball on the ground. He doesn't give up a lot of home runs. And he doesn't need to strike out a ton of guys. He's not really a strikeout pitcher. He's a pitch-to-contact guy. You get some quick innings. I like that he works quickly. He pitches with confidence. I'm liking what I'm seeing from him so far. Javier Velez says, we got the Rays and the A's next. Rays always play us tough. I'm confident we can beat the A's. But the Rays, it seems like whether it's preseason, whether it's regular season, whether it's postseason, they're always up to play us. They're always hyped, and they want to beat our brains in because they got such a low payroll, and we're, you know, the big bad Yankees, and they want to beat us. And, you know, they seem to always shift our guys perfectly. They pitch our guys perfectly. Their scouting is, I think, probably the best in the league. Because to win with a payroll that low, you've got to do things better than other teams, like scouting and coaching and things like that. So they always seem to find these diamond in the rough guys out of the bullpen too, just like we do. So you know that we're going to see some heat. I don't know what they're doing this year. Let me take a look at the standings and see where the Rays are at. I think they're 10-8. So let's take a look at the standings here. They are 10-8. That is 2.5 games back of the Yankees. The Orioles, 12-6. They're a half game back. The Rays have allowed more runs than they've scored, so their offense not great. They've got a negative 17 run differential. A's coming up after that. They are 8-11. They've scored only 56 runs. So hopefully that's a series where the pitching for the Yankees can get back on track. Fully confident of Carlos Rodon's ability to pitch against the Oakland Athletics. Anyway, but Jake L says, wow, I didn't realize that Baseball Theater website existed. Yeah, it's phenomenal. Shout out to Baseball Theater. Highlights, standings, stats, all the players' names are linked. So you click on their name in the box score and it goes out to their MLB.com page. I love Baseball Theater. And there's a Patreon I should shout out. Like, you can join as a patron and support them for like $5 a month. And that's what I do, just to support them. So Astros, yeah, somebody says, yikes, Astros, 6-14, yikes. Hector Cruz says, Rays show up because there are more Yankees fans than Rays fans in Tampa.
You're a funny guy.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
And then Peter Risberg says, disastros, Well, let's hold back on talking too much smack. It is a long season. A 300 winning percentage is obviously not very good, but it's a long season, and we will have to face them again. They come to Yankee Stadium, I believe, in May, and it would be nice to kick their ass a little bit harder. I feel like the Yankees showed some real gusto here at the end of this game. Let's go back and put up the highlights again, because this was a fun one to watch through. Early on, I felt like the energy was low. I felt like they were, you know, just kind of going through the motions. Everybody except Stroman. Stroman, I felt like he's always got the intensity high. You see the sink on the baseball. Gets a nice double play here in the first inning to get out of it. This was the home run to Varsho. Just got too much of the plate, 91 miles an hour, right down the middle, maybe a little bit on the inner half, and he smoked it. He barreled it up. And then nice stab here by Oswaldo Cabrera here. He makes the throw across the diamond. Oswaldo has looked really good on both sides of the ball this year, and Stroman giving him a little ups there. This was the shot by Soto that hit the center field wall for a double. He thought it was gone, still makes it to second, nice and easy. But look at that swing, nice and smooth. Just level, maybe a slight uppercut at the end, exactly like Ted Williams taught. This was the shot by Varsho's second home run in the bottom of the seventh off of Caleb Ferguson. And then a little later on, this is a sac fly. You see Soto over in the corner makes the catch, but the runner tagged to score. And then the Yankees' comeback begins. Soto, 96, down the middle, and he yaks all over it. Into the bullpen. He knew it. Dugout loving it. I love this little shimmy dance thing he does here as he goes down the canyon of high fives, we'll call it. And he knew that one was gone, too. And then this was the hanging slider, or maybe hanging splitter, to Giancarlo, and he puts it. He just missed the scoreboard that is on the front of the third deck there. Absolutely scorched. Base hit from Trevino, and then the RBI two-run single from Aaron Judge. Champagne Athletics with the Super Chat says, how do you think the Yankees will do against Baltimore? Appreciate it. I'm not sure. You can't predict baseball, Susan, as one of my friends once said. But I think they're going to do better against Baltimore this year than they did last year, for sure. I feel like the lineup is just much more patient, you know, with the addition of Soto. And Judge is going to heat up, by the way. You know, Judge, by the time we play Baltimore, you know, could be in midseason form. He could be rounding into form, and that's going to be a big difference. And he usually hits Baltimore pretty well, especially in Baltimore. So, anyway, I think we'll do okay. I think we'll do okay. Nick Hartung says, Stanton is doing exactly what we need him to do. Yeah, staying healthy, not popping any hamstrings, and hitting bombs. Good comment. Danny J says, after seeing Judge and Volpe struggle this series, it's great to see Judge hit the go-ahead runs and Volpe close it out with the glove.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Great play by Volpe to close it out. Great play. Underrated play. So, nice job. And Val at NY says, love a ninth inning comeback and relatively stress-free homes. Now, he did put a runner in scoring position, so they had the tying run coming up to the plate. But that's one thing you love about Holmes. He's not really that susceptible to the home run because he throws that heavy sinker, right? He gets the ground balls. So you don't expect him to serve up a lot of home runs, that 98-mile-an-hour sinker. Iris Barris says, a win feels good, feels better after three horrible losses in a row, and definitely feels better than getting swept on the road before an off day. Junior Caroma says, Volpe is a superstar in the making. He came into this game fourth in WAR in Major League Baseball, just ahead of Juan Soto. I think Juan Soto might have passed him with what he did today. But what we're seeing from Volpe is the emergence of a star. What we're seeing from Volpe reminds me of what we saw in a different way from Judge in 2017. You remember when Judge was coming into camp in 2017? All the question was, well, can he survive at the major league level? Because he hit 179 the year before with like four home runs, and he struck out a gazillion times. And the thought was, can he make enough contact? Well, that winter, he went in and he worked with the swing man, and he fixed his swing, fixed his bat path. He got into more of a crouch, and he should have won the MVP if not for Altuve and the trash cans. And he hit 52 home runs, and he hit 280. He didn't strike out nearly as much. What we've seen from Volpe was that first year, 209 average. He struck out a million times, and everybody was sick of it, and he fixed it. He went out this offseason and flattened his bat path, and now we're seeing him hit much better. Now, he's 0 for his last 9 or 10, but before that, he was on fire. So he's still hitting 325, even after the slump. I saw a comment just a minute ago that he should go back down to the sixth hole or whatever. I think he's going to remain in the leadoff spot. You know, there's so many different ways he can beat you up there. I'm not holding this slump against him. Everybody has slumps. And he's not going to hit 370, 380 for the season. It's just nobody raises their average 150 points in one season. So, you know, if he hits 280 and steals 30 bags and hits 15, 20 home runs and plays great defense, hell, you'll take that every day of the week. But I think he might even do better than that. I think he might be a 290 hitter now. I really do. And I think his on-base percentage is going to be 350 because of how much he walks. And I think he's going to steal probably 35 bags this year because he's running more confidently and he's learned more about the league. And he's, you know, learned more about the pitchers and their pickoff moves and the catcher's arms. You know, last year was first time seeing the league. Now he's more comfortable. And I think we're seeing, I think we're seeing the beginning of a superstar. And he's slumping a little bit. He's, I don't know, one for 15, 20, something like that. But he's coming around. Slumps happen. Get used to it. It's a long baseball season. Wayne J says, it's great to see that the late inning hitting is contagious.
You're a smart motherfucker. That's right.
Richard C. says, Volpe's going to score a lot of runs. That is absolutely true. He gets on base at a 36% clip. Soto at 40%, and then Judge. And now that we know that Stanton is hitting and is, you know, back to hitting bombs, I tell you what, despite the recent slide, I feel like this team's going to be amazing. I would not be shocked if they have an outstanding homestand. Maybe even, like, you know, win every single game kind of homestand. But let's just take it one day at a time, as the old baseball cliche goes, and see what happens. All right, let's wrap it up.
I gotta get out of here!
Yosef says, the Yankees win! The Yankees win! Morrissey said, we salvaged the road trip at 3-3. Gray Fox says, Dominguez will surpass them numbers when he gets back by a long shot. I'm super bullish on Dominguez. I don't know if he's going to get off to the kind of start that he got off to when he first got to the big leagues last year. As the cat comes to say hello, hey, we won. I forgot to put on the fun hat because it was a late comeback, but I was so focused. But let's break it out just so nobody can say that we didn't wear it. Let's break out the fun hat, and let's one more time for the retiring Mr. John Sterling.
Ball game over. Yankees win.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wrap things up. I hope you enjoy your off day. As always, call into the voicemail. Reminder to check out the sponsor, NordVPN/NYYRecaps, and get the deals. It'll help the channel. Yes, I am wearing the same shirt as yesterday, but it's for a very good reason. I spilled coffee all over myself about 10 minutes before the end of the game, and I didn't have time to clean off, so I just picked up the shirt out of the hamper. So if you watch 2 days in a row, you see the same shirt. I promise, not usually that gross, but it is what it is. I'll see you next time.